is indeed time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
And we are going to drain the swamp.
If I'm elected president, we are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. We're going to drain the swamp in Washington. It is time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country.
Ask you something, General Garland. In the letter, which you told the House of Representatives was the basis for this abusive memo targeting parents, how many incidents are cited in that memo?
I have to look back through the memo.
You don't know. How many of them were violent?
Again, the general report...
How many of them were violent? Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know. There's a reason you don't know.
He was not the commander-in-chief. A man who's so flustered by military tensions that he commits treason obviously does
all
not
they do
have
is
the
talk,
temperance
people. No
to
justice.
Lead an army.
Just distracting you.
Millie
just appeasing the people.
Comfort to America's principal adversary, the Chinese Communist Party. He must resign. I hope that my colleagues will recognize the need
I
for
hope
Congress
that my
to
colleagues
demand
will recognize.
And I don't disagree with that, and I understand how serious that is, but I also stand it's pretty serious when businesses have been shut down, people can't go to church, people can't assemble in their own homes with their friends, with
and
their
look
family.
At him talking
people
about the injustice while he's going along with the injustice. He's a part of a sexual scan as well.
I also understand the First Amendment's pretty darn important, and it's been a year, and I want to know when Americans will get those First Amendment liberties back.
And we never lost them, Guy.
I don't expect you today to admit that you approved of NIH funding.
And here's Ron Paul, or Ron Paul's son,
but your
Rand Paul,
denials have
his wife behind the backs of these frankly, congressional hearings, was
even
doing nothing but buying stock in remdesivir, for those that didn't know.
Experiments in Wuhan that created viruses not found in nature that actually did gain in lethality. The facts are clear.
He's always there to raise money, though.
Gain-of-function research.
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the errors, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God." Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to get to it right away, folks. You want to call in 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ. We have the mind of Christ. And we are here because of what the Lord did through his mercy, through his son, Jesus Christ, in offering us a new life by being born again by the Spirit of God. That's not like some occultic weird thing to say, friends. It's scriptural. John 3:3. Just again for the record, also take that over to Ezekiel 36 as well, and Titus 3:5. Do want to let you know that I'm going to show you this video on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, morning show on the right, afternoon show on the left. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles, contributors from all over the country, giving you the answers to the issues. As the sons of Issachar knew the times, so do they. And if you want to check us out on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well, you can do that. Now, in saying that, I want you to look at this because this is craziness. If you're not listening to us by radio, you can go back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you can see all the things that I'm showing our social media platforms right now, our friends on social media platforms. So this is Zelensky. Do you guys remember when I showed you a video of Zelensky? He was an actor and then somehow or another he became a president, just instantaneously to that of none other than Ukraine, who has received, listen carefully, $174.2 billion. And guess who that money came from? You and me. We are working with a government. Corrupt politicians are stealing it and giving it to guys like this. Zelensky, he was also the man of the year. Do you remember that? According to the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled media, which should come as no surprise, because if you remember right, it was actually the president, namely President Truman, that said back in 47 that he would have had nothing to do with the CIA had he known that it was the American version of the Gestapo. Now, why am I saying that? Because the guy I'm going to show you right now, not only is he a sodomite, but he's also a Nazi. You need to ask your governments, friends, your said representatives, because, again, you are the government, but those that represent your government as under you, the people, through delegation, why it is that they gave this man, who is a sodomite, who is a comedian and an actor, who became the president of that country, received $174.2 billion. Oh, I got to tell you, too, this is also the guy, and we played the video that has played part in sodomite videos where men are all dressed up as women in drag, and we played those videos for you. This is also the guy, the actor, that was humoring the people over in his country by playing the piano, him and another man, with their male appendage. No joke. This is the guy that your said representative government gave $174.2 billion to. I'm still looking for that justice that Trump promised over 6 years ago. This is what always the selling points, but when they get there, they do nothing about it. They're not going to tell on each other, friends. But again, that explains Psalm 12:8. Read it when you get a moment. Let's check out Mr. Zelensky here. I want you to see this, folks. Is this insane? This man dressing up as a woman, dancing around as a woman. Forgive me for having it so loud. But this is the said representative that your representative gave over $174 billion to. Yeah, he's a sodomite. He's a femme, friends. And they're advocating, by the way, what God clearly condemns. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you know scripture, you'll understand that sodomy is not a sin. It's an abomination in the sight of God. Now, with that, I want to move on too as well, because, folks, David Knight, I believe he used to be a pro-Trumper. I believe. I could stand corrected on that, but he's a friend of ours. He used to work with Alex Jones in that whole mess over there. And the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because David will set the record straight as to what's going on behind closed doors with the CIA little pawn named Alex Jones. I want to go ahead and play this for you really quick, because I named the show today None Other They Lie Because They Know the Truth. That's exactly why they lie, because they're trying to conceal the light that would expose them that walk in darkness. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday in John 3:18, 19, 20, and 21. Now, I also want you to understand, friends, what you're going to see here is Donald Trump is back at it again concerning red flag and the new mRNA. And the reason I brought up David Knight, our friend David Knight, is because I need you to see this piece really quick concerning what is happening and what David's reporting on right now concerning the likes of Donald Trump. That is if you haven't been paying attention to the obvious and what, in fact, he is responsible for doing.
Time will tell, won't it? But we did see that immediately this father of the vaccine was cheerleading for mRNA just a couple of days after he became
talking to Trump.
Together, that Stargate presentation. We're going to have AI custom design a genetic code injection for you to cure you of your cancer. Yeah, right.
That they create.
And then what about gun control, right? The red flag stuff. Remember that? We'll take the gun. We'll do the due process later. Yeah, remember
We're
that?
Back at it again,
well,
friends.
Well, it's back. Nothing has really changed with any of this stuff. This is what he was saying yesterday, I think it was, with Pam Bondi, the new, I guess instead of attorney general, we ought to call her the authoritarian general.
We've been rewriting it, and we are going to bring in something called the Gun Violence Restraining Order.
That's not
so
new.
Someone is civilly committed.
Look at Trump will not look
and
at her.
Typically,
isn't that odd?
For up to 72 hours, but people are getting out within 24 hours, the majority of them. So what we want to do is
lock them up.
Let law enforcement come in and take the guns.
Good.
They're a danger to
Good.
Themselves
take the
gun. Or
others. You can't do it right now.
Well, they're because...
Good. Take the gun. New York Democrat.
Because they're a danger
Trump.
To themselves.
You want them to take the guns and not,
when they are committed.
Not go
New York
through
Democrat.
6 months of legal trials and everything.
Exactly.
Else,
but we
yeah, no due process.
The mentally ill, the due process in which they deserve presidency.
See, they're
so
going to deem people mentally ill that don't agree with their political
the
advocations. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to this
and then when
in just a moment, friends. They lie because they know the truth. Obviously, we all know that, right? Well, it is what it is. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. You can check us out on social media platforms. I'm going to go back and play this David Knight piece for you really quick. I believe he used to be pro-Trump. And talking about reclamation yesterday, that was the point that I was going to make. David's over here now seeing it for what it is, not suggesting or to demean him in any sense, but sometimes people take people for face value, and then what they have to do is they have to see what they're promoting. And I think what's happening now is there's a lot of this happening across the country, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. But let's go back over to our friend David Knight really quick and listen to him tee it up, because friends, they lie because they know the truth, and they're back at it again. Just so you know.
"We'll take the gun, we'll do the due process later." Yeah, remember that? Well, it's back. Nothing has really changed with any of this stuff. This is what he was saying yesterday, I think it was, with Pam Bondi, the new, I guess instead of attorney general, we ought to call her the authoritarian general.
"We've been rewriting it, and we are going to bring in something called the Gun Violence Restraining Order.
That's not new.
Someone is civilly committed Typically, you can hold them for up to 72 hours.
They want to create criminals, friends. That's what this is about.
So
creating criminals.
Lock them up.
Let law enforcement come in and take the guns.
Good.
They are a danger to themselves.
Take the gun.
You can't do it right now.
If you don't mind, I just do want to make the point that they're having this conversation because the American people, in many cases, have become as desensitized as these cunning, insidious individuals have meant you to become desensitized. If they set the standard concerning enforcing the law against somebody that commits a crime with the use of a weapon and showing people that they will not tolerate the crime by enforcing the law under judgment, that's what's going to deter the crime. But what you're seeing is modern government today, or said representative government, they're etching away at your rights and tearing down the Bill of Rights and tearing down the U.S. Constitution by not enforcing the laws that are already in the books. What we need and what we lack in this country are good men to enforce the laws that we already have. This is all purpose. They're workers of iniquity. This is how they're, folks, what they're doing is they're saying, you know what, those laws don't work. No, those laws work just fine. The problem isn't the law. The problem is you that doesn't enforce the law to deter the crime, Proverbs 16:6. That's the problem. So let's get back to this.
Good. Take the gun. New York Democrat.
Because they're a
Trump.
Danger to themselves.
See, friends, what David keeps saying is, good, take the gun. That's what they want to do. They want to disarm you. Okay? And now I think everybody understands who the terrorists are. And for the record, Oxford's English Dictionary, the word terrorism means government by intimidation. Well, we've seen this since September 11, 2001. Americans, you have been under attack. They're creating unconstitutional agencies. They're arming those unconstitutional agencies. They're opening the borders. And now they want to disarm you in the face of the enemies that they themselves have created. Americans, come on. Pay attention to what's going on here. If you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10 and mean it and enforce it.
Guns and not, when they are committed.
New York Democrat.
6 months of legal trials and everything.
Exactly.
Else,
but we
yeah, no due process.
The mentally ill, the due process.
The mentally ill, that means they
so
deem and define who is
going to be
mentally
able to
ill.
Take the guns when they're taken into custody or into the hospital, and then when they're released, within 24 hours or 72 hours later, typically it's 24 hours, but law enforcement will have 72 hours to determine whether they should give those guns back or they can go to a judge and say, Your Honor,
this is dangerous, friends.
Guns. We feel this person.
That means
is still
they can deem anybody dangerous that they want
to.
And you better bet your bottom dollar, those that are mentally ill and those that will be deemed dangerous are dissidents, those that are not going along with this corruption.
Or others.
So this would not have worked the way it's currently constituted. This would not
He has no presidential presence. No presidential understanding of the Constitution. He doesn't even know the words of the Constitution.
Yeah, how about that? He's back to his old tricks, isn't he? He's pushing mRNA vaccines. He's pushing red flag gun laws. Take the gun. Take the gun. Take the gun. Says the New York Democrat Trump. Well, you can take him out of New York, but you can't take the New York Democrat out of him, can you?
Okay, so one of the things that David just brought up is the fact that they want to now sell the American people mRNA that heals cancer. No, keep in mind, they're creating it. And there's already, friends, remedy for cancer. And I wish people would wake up to the fact that, folks, all these advertisements that you see about raising money to cure cancer, and they always use the kids to play your sympathy. There's never going to be a cure for cancer until the people demand a cure for cancer. And the way that we cure cancer is go back to God's dietary plans and get rid of this poison that the corporations are continuously inundating you with through your food, through your drink, and the government's partaking of what's they're spraying concerning what's in the air. It's happening right in front of you, Americans. And you know what's worse is you know it's true. What's true? I seen a thing this morning, a post from a said conservative who thinks she's all that in a bag of chips. She's deceived, to say the least. And she talked about how she woke up this morning in Trump's America. I want to tell you something. This isn't Trump's America. This is our America under God, friends. And when you fail to remember that and disobey him, you're going to understand why they're calling it Trump's America, because they prefer Trump over that of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's just that simple. It truly is. Now, I want you to see this because this is brand new. We were just talking about how they're trying to create an mRNA. They're trying to sell it to you that they're going to cure the cancers that they're responsible for creating. And don't mistake what I'm telling you, because that's exactly, in fact, what they're doing. They're creating the sickness. The pill in the jam is you go get the vaccination. They make the money. You're dead. Well, I think everybody's awake to this now. The father of the vaccine, as David was just talking about, is at it again. Here's the fruit of his first round as the father of the vaccine, fully vaccinated with a bioweapon, Hollywood star, never heard of her. Then again, I don't have time for all that nonsense, all these distractors. But Hollywood star Michelle Trachtenberg dies suddenly of cardiac arrest at 39 years old. She was one of these useful idiots that was out there pushing the vaccines on everybody. Okay. She said, get vaccinated, wear a blanking mask, stay safe. I mean, you can't make up stupid, friends. You can't make up stupid. You really can't. And there's so much information out there right now. Everybody should be asking the question to their man, to their political idol, Donald Trump, as to where is the justice concerning those that have murdered over 20 million people, that have been genocided. This is brand new. This just came out. President Donald Trump, I've showed you the picture before, but now it's making its rounds. It's amazing how you throw it out there. You just cast your seed out there, and then before you know it, people start to pick up on it, even if it takes 3 years. But President Donald J. Trump, the Son of Man, the Son of Christ, folks, I'm here to tell you something right now, and I want you to listen carefully. And if you need to look at me, you can do that. When you start going there, I want you to understand something. You are hastening God's judgment upon yourselves. Why? Because God will not be mocked. These people are they themselves are hastening the very judgment that they think is going to fall on the people, that's going to fall on themselves as well. Now, if you're looking up at the screen right now, there's a golden image of none other than Donald Trump. You got to understand something. Donald Trump loves this. He doesn't hate this. He loves this. He's a narcissist. Golden balloons with Donald's head. Do you not understand dictators throughout history have always done what you're seeing transpiring right now? God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. I want you to understand what I'm going to tell you next. This precipitates war. Let me say it again. This precipitates war, because that's how close to judgment we are now. They think the bad guys, that the people in the masses on a worldwide basis have tolerated them to their own demise, then it falls upon them. If you know anything about scripture, the process is first the people chastised, they refuse it, then the judgments, after the judgments, then the person that was used to judge them, like Nebuchadnezzar or the Assyrian king, then it falls upon them. Okay, I mean, people, this is what's so stupid about all of this. If people would just merely take heed to the word of God, hold the few bad guys accountable to the crimes that they've committed, instead of the masses being judged, why don't you judge the few that are responsible for opening the gate to hell? I mean, that's common sense, right? I mean, that applies to me and you every day of the week, doesn't it? Oh, absolutely it does. Absolutely it does. I want to now go over to another video, and I'm just going to show you about 2 minutes of it. And folks, what we're talking about right now is just getting you caught up concerning the things that many have not been told, namely through the mainstream media. And we want to make sure that you're getting the information you need to hear and that you should hear, rather than just what you want to hear. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to show you another video. And then I want to share something with you that I wanted to share yesterday. Be right back.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated? Basically, unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge, drives and stirs something deep within you? Making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing.
Wow.
Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious, the giver makes you give. Welcome back. I'm getting some of you guys that are laying on the couch, I'm getting you up, aren't I? Yeah, that's what that music does. I love that kind of music. That's the kind of music that Bradley Dean, yours truly, came from over 25 years ago. Let's get over to this because I want you to see this. Again, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. This is supposed to be in Tel Aviv, Israel. It's interesting to see his interest in tearing away at what they call modern-day Israel, which is, again, Rothschild's Israel. It's man-made. It's not God's Israel in any sense of the word. Look at what they promote. Look at who they attack. Look what they're responsible for, John 8:44, and you'll understand perfectly that these are promoting the spirit of the Antichrist, and they want the evangelicals to get behind them, and many have gone along with none other than a John Hagee and others that have promoted that ideology, this Zionist ideology. It's a spirit of Antichrist, friends, just so you know. And look who's promoting it. You'll see the fruit hanging on their wicked branches, and that the what you'll find there is the wicked fruit falling from those wicked branches. Matthew 7, 16 through 20, 2 Corinthians 11, 12. I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15. Read that when you get a moment as well. But you're seeing what's going on. Many people are saying, why is he so interested in making Israel great again? He said it out of his own mouth. Folks, they lie because they know the truth. And I want to show you this because you're going to see the truth of the matter in a very short amount of time as to who he's working for and who he's partnered with, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And it's not about making America great again in any sense of the word. Just ask none other than Benjamin Netanyahu, or at least that's how you know him. Mylakowski is his last name. And he's not Israeli, friends. He is actually from Poland, just so you know. So let's go ahead and check out this video that was just sent to me. And thank you for sending this to me. Trump posted this, okay? 33-second video. Okay, just pay attention to all this symbolism. I honestly, I'm humored by their ignorance. I'm humored by what they think they're playing with. They think that the arm of the flesh is going to win the day when it comes to a just and a holy God that they revolt against and rebel against. It's not going to work, friends. Again, it's hastening war. This is what precipitates war, and we're going into it right now. Check out this new video posted by Donald Trump.
On his Truth Social account of what he has planned for the Gaza Strip. And for anybody out there that hasn't seen, I've covered this topic quite a few times over my short period of time here on YouTube since I'm a brand new YouTuber, talking about the expansion of Israel, the greater Israel.
Notice Elon Musk is in the mix as well.
Later, but Donald Trump continually exposes himself on his social media accounts, so much so that it should be easy for anybody out there with eyes to see and ears to hear to see who he's actually working for, what team he's actually on. And it's incredible we've gotten to this point where so many of our fellow followers of Christ are being deceived.
They're not followers of Christ.
But I want to show you this AI video where you'll see Gaza as Trump's Gaza, which of course is a freedom city, a smart city. But more so than that, it is filled with signs and symbols, including that golden statue of Donald Trump that we continually see, which is really a modern day depiction of the golden calf. And of course, how convenient that Donald Trump on Tuesday evening shared this video using AI that showcases his proposals for the potential development
now he's the
of the war-torn
King
Gaza
of Jerusalem,
Strip,
remember? That's what they posted.
With his golden statue and beachfront skyscrapers rising from the rubble again, which is going to be his branded freedom cities, which are really smart cities. And how convenient that it is a 33-second video that he shared. And it starts off with a shot of the city in ruins and what is to come next. And remember, even before this was announced, while Joe Biden was still in the White House, Netanyahu talked about Gaza 2035.
Is this about making... Wait. I just want to ask the question.
For return.
What you're seeing right now, is this about America? Not at all. Since when did he become the president of Gaza? When did he become the president of what they now call Israel? Which, by the way, at the turn of the century, used to be Palestine. Let's tell the truth and shame the devil, friends. That's what we do here. Look at this. Your borders are wide open. Babies are being murdered. You're under attack by the said institutions that have been unconstitutionally established to war against you. And he's got his worshipers looking over to another country saying, that is fantastic what you're doing there. We, and does he not? Question mark. No, he does not, exclamation, have the constitutional authority to do what he's doing. And guess who's paying for it, friends? You are. You are. You're paying for all of this because you submit to this, period. Let's listen to the rest of this.
Turning Gaza to self-governance and exactly what it would look like. And it looks exactly like we all depict.
It's never about self-governance, friends. It never is. That's what they always sell to people.
Here is Donald Trump's video from Truth Social.
Thank you.
offering you the world. There's old Elon. Okay, folks, so you just seen that, and I didn't know we had a commercial coming up on here, but I'm going to go ahead and cut this. But here we go. Oh, dangerous game. Dangerous game, people. Elon Musk is thrown right into the mix with all of this.
So again, is there enough idol worship in that video? Is anybody seeing the idol worship yet? I mean, I know there's many.
Hey, listen, I want to just tell you in response to all of this, I just wanted to get you up to par with what's going on here. I do want to tell you what yours truly had stated on social media platforms. And I mean every word that I say and every word that you're going to hear me say, because I want to make it real clear, loud and clear, to those that monitor this show, that to those that harass my family and my ministry. I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you next. You can all tell the Nebuchadnezzar wannabe, this guy right here, Donald Trump, because he loves all this. He is a narcissist. Read Isaiah 14, start in verse 12. Go to Ezekiel 8, 28, and start in verse 12. That is the earmarks and the characteristics of the devil himself. And why was he kicked out of heaven? Because he wanted to establish his throne above God's. What is this, friends? What I posted yesterday is this. You can go ahead and tell this Nebuchadnezzar wannabe, because that's exactly what he is, that like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I'm not bowing. You want me to say it again? I'm not bowing. It does not, for all of you that call yourself Christians, you should be up in arms. You should have a megaphone in your hand. You should be doing radio shows. You should be doing paper ads. You should be putting up billboards across the boards as to what's going on. This should put a big flag up in your face saying, wait a second, I've seen this over and over and over again throughout Scripture, where man throws off the Lord and they put up the arm of the flesh in his place, only to learn that that's what they shouldn't have done, and also to learn that was their first mistake and their last mistake. That is the history of men. His dash story always teaches us not to do what the American people are submitting to today. And how anybody calls themselves a Christian and goes along and aiding and abetting this, okay. It shows you that they are illiterate of the Scriptures every step of the way. Here, let me say it this way. John G. Lake was right when he said, a low standard of what he called Christianity, it's a lack thereof, is responsible for much of the shame and sin and wickedness in the world. Hey, folks, I'm giving you the words of life on top of this nonsense that's going on a worldwide basis. But all of that, what you're seeing today, is exactly what I told you was coming. Not even, by the way, not even to this degree where they're going to make a golden statue of this, whatever you want to call him, a reprobate, this scoundrel. Friends, because that is exactly what this man is. He is a full-fledged scoundrel. From the top of his head to the sole of his feet. He's being used by his handlers, friends. Just like his handlers are being used by the enemy of their souls. And yet they think that they can see. Just like what Jesus said, because you say you can see, you're truly blind. And they are blind as bats, even though that they have eyes. Hey, folks, they have their eyes wide shut. And they want to tell everybody else what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. Hey, folks, if you look at the history of how the Lord responds to this, he says in Psalm 2 that he will have them in great derision. Again, the history of what man wants to do when he creates war against heaven, like that of Babylon. What does the Lord do? He sits there and he has them in derision. He waxes hot against them. And the Bible said that he will break them without remedy. And why is that? Read the whole chapter. Because they fail to kiss the Son. That fail to meet him on his terms. When you begin to desecrate, and you're a part of desecrating the blood of Jesus Christ and advocating for this nonsense, you can rest assured, and listen to me carefully, it precipitates war. Now, I said this to you yesterday, didn't I? Yeah, I did. If you look at any dictatorship, when does war come? When they put themselves up in the place of Christ. Every single time. I just said that to you yesterday. got a phone call from one of my friends in Michigan, and he texted me, said, Bradley, just wanted to give you a heads up. Military friends of mine just were briefed by their commanders that there is a specific date that they're talking about in the up and coming days, months, and weeks. I didn't ask him for the date, but this is one of those things that I knew was coming. And he said that there will be a war with China up and coming. We're going to be under attack by China. Well, we've known this for a long time. Matter of fact, Russia and China will attack America. And this is exactly what precipitates it. That's why they're trying to create a world over there in the man-made Israel, friends. So over here, we can be easily controlled, but they got to wipe out their political opposition first, right? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today.
BBSRadio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Okay. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Holding to the Word and the Constitution. Nothing more, nothing less. Showing you how deviated everything else is in comparison to the straight ones, namely the Word of God, and what is established on common law. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Let me get to this. One of the things here, let me just go ahead and take this. I'm just going to go ahead and take the phone call. Can you go ahead and give that to me, Don, real quick? Folks, we got the guys in Texas answering the phones for us from BBSRadio.com. I guess I'm just going to have to wait here. yesterday I got onto something, and every time I get those little leads, Romans 8:14, I pick them up and I follow through with it so people understand what I was talking about. And I said it in passing, and that's usually how it comes past. And I wanted to reintroduce it to you today, and I want you to listen to this carefully. And what I was talking about yesterday was nothing short of deathbed deceivers, how people live like the devil their whole life, and then all of a sudden they're going to die and meet their judge, and they say a prayer, and they want to believe that they're going to heaven. And if you look at old preachers, and I'm talking about, we call them generals of God, those that knew God. They didn't talk about him. They actually knew him. They called these people, these sorts of people that would go to their deathbeds, and they would call them the deceivers, deathbed deceivers. Why? Because they would assure them of their salvation before they died, they crossed over. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you ask people, here, let me give it to you really quick. In parallel, an estimated 68% of released prisoners were arrested, again, within 3 years after their release. 68% of them committed the crime again. 79% of those that committed a crime recommitted another crime within 6 years. 79% of them. 83% of those that committed a crime within 9 years ended up committing another crime. So this is the criminal status on the recidivism rate. That means reoccurring. These are criminals who reoffend once they are released from jail, which proves that they are not truly for their crimes. And so when you look at a lot of these people that want Jesus to come into their life at the end of their sinful lives, they're merely wanting some sort of an insurance plan to know that they're going to heaven, and they're looking at it in a cheap fashion, and you're sure to get one of the hirelings to go reassure him of what is just simply not true. Well, somebody might say to me, well, Bradley, you know, what about the thief that was hanging on the cross? He did absolutely nothing, and Jesus said to him, you'll see me in paradise. Yeah, but you also see him repenting on the cross. Okay, and keep in mind that prophet, and I'm talking about the prophet, Jesus Christ, also knew his heart and also understand election and predestination. And so it is what it is. But I want to say what Matthew Henry said so people don't put stock into that when it applies to the masses. They call that universalism. You know, everybody gets saved no matter when they say their prayer. You are deceived. You are incorrect. Matthew Henry said there is one deathbed repentance recorded in the Bible, the thief on the cross, so that no one despair, but there is only one, so that you will not presume. So that you will not presume. Isn't it interesting, the presumption on the behalf of the people? I'm going to live like the devil my whole life, and before I die, I'm going to give my life to Jesus. You better understand that God sees all things naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. He sees all things. And to suggest that you're going to get won over on your creator by trying to manipulate or seduce or to play the victim when in fact you're the one that is guilty as H-E double hockey sticks, and that you're just going to fraudulently or deceptively ask Jesus to come into your life now that you're going to die. No. You probably had 1,000 opportunities throughout your life. These people have. But again, as I said, concerning at the top of this last segment here, if those people were taken away and given their lives back, they'd probably do exactly what they did all over again. And I just proved that concerning the criminal status. Now, I want you to listen to this, and I'll take this phone call. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. 281-845-4704. Charles Spurgeon talked about an extraordinary anecdote told by a Dr. Campbell back in the 1700s of a woman who many years ago was condemned to death for murdering her child and was hung in the grass market at Edinburgh. She very diligently improved the 6 weeks allowed her by the Scottish law previous to her execution, and the ministers who were with her continually gave it to as their opinion that she died in sure and certain hope of salvation. She murdered her baby, okay? The appointed day came, she was hung, but it being very rainy and no awning having been prepared, those who had had the charge of her execution were in a great hurry to complete it, and to get under shelter. So she was cut down before the legal time from the gallows. And as the custom was and is during that particular time, the body was given up to her friends to be buried. A coffin was provided, and she was removed in it to East Leviathan, where her husband was going to bury her. Well, in the process of doing so, and on their little journey to bury his wife, they stopped at a public house, an alehouse, to get some alcohol on the road to refresh themselves, when, to their great surprise and alarm, in rushed a little boy and said that he heard a voice, or I'm sorry, he heard a noise in the coffin where this woman that was hanged was laying. They went out and found that the woman was still alive, and the vital powers had been suspended, but the life was not extinct, and their jolting of the cart in moving her had restored circulation into her body that they thought was dead. After a few hours, she became quite well, and they then removed their residence and went to another part of the country. But the sad part of this tale is that the woman was as bad a character afterwards as she ever was before. And if anything, she was now worse. She lived as openly in sin and despised and hated Christianity even more than she had previously done. Now, this is a most remarkable case, but I believe that you would see that the great majority of those who profess to retreat on their deathbeds from their sinful choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, if they could rise again from their graves, they would live a life as profane and godless as ever before. Spurgeon said, "You can rely on it. It is nothing but the grace of the Spirit of God that makes sure work of your souls." Friends, people can go ahead and do what they will. They can go ahead and put up false pretenses and false props all that they want to. The fact of the matter is, when you see people like this and you see them all day long, I'll tell you another place that you see them is in the prisons. And I preached at several prisons, federal prisons, youth prisons, state prisons in South Dakota, Minnesota, the list goes on. Isn't it interesting, just a point, and then I'll make my other point. Isn't it interesting that when they go to jail, they want a Bible? Isn't that how the American people think? Don't you think it's a better idea to have a Bible for them before they go to jail and train them up in the ways that they should go so that they don't end up committing a crime against God and man? Yeah, I would say that would probably be the better option, right? Yeah, prevention is better than cure. That's what we always talk about on this show. But it shows you how backwards people have become. But I want to say this. Many of those prisoners, when talking to them, can I make another point? Because I still have 3 minutes here. It's interesting. I preached in Minnesota here by Centennial High School. And I remember preaching Law to Grace. And I remember one of the guards got angry with me. And I said, "What's the problem?" And he said, "Well, you're kind of harsh on these guys, aren't you?" I said, "Well, just think about it. If you would have preached the law and showed them the consequence before they committed the crime, you wouldn't have a job in the first place." People don't think that way. They think the other way around. Prevention is better than cure. Now go back to the people that are in prison. I remember I was in South Dakota one time and I looked at these prisoners. And I remember they wanted to hear about Jesus while they were in prison. And I'm not throwing this on all of them, by the way. Okay, I'm going out there to scatter seed, to preach the gospel. It's theirs to respond, and it's the Holy Ghost to work with, right? I planted, another one watered. God gave the increase. That's what we did. And that's what we've been doing for years. But, you know, a lot of those prisoners in there that say that they want Jesus now, you'll see at the end of their lives, and I've had the opportunity, sad to say, in many cases, I've seen their end, and they died in a sinful manner. I knew one kid, as a matter of fact, that he wanted Jesus when he wanted something from Jesus, but when he didn't get what he wanted from Jesus, he went back to his sin. And in the process, he ended up driving down a highway in the Minnesota area, in northern Minnesota, Cambridge area, and he went to such high speeds, friends, that he drove a truck right into a tree, and his body was completely dismembered, and now he's been dead for the last 6 years because of the trouble that he was in. He didn't want to get caught by the cops, and he didn't want to end up in jail, and that's why he killed himself. Does that tell you that he was a righteous man or an unrighteous man? I think you get the point. Hey, folks, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You've heard it 1,000 times here. Your blood is off my hands, and I love you enough to tell you the truth that brings about that repentance. Let it be so. Acts 20, verse 21. Love you by what we do.